Music scores from the BC Premier Baseball Northwest Leagues and the final decision on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the fifth group of the hour, Chiron's Dreaming Eden. Here is Slipstream of Memory.
Thank you.
That was Slipstream of Memory from Kyron's Dreaming Eden. I'd like to talk about the British Columbia Premier Baseball League at this time. It is considered to be the highest level of baseball for BC high school students, with many earning collegiate scholarships and some being drafted into Major League Baseball. Three doubleheaders were on tap for July 15th. The Victoria Mariners edged the visitors Mid-Island Pirates 5-4, but were looted 13-3 in Game 2 for a split at Saanich's Lyrits. The host Parksville Royals swept the North Shore Twins 2-0 and 3-1 at Inoue Wallace Field, and the Langley Blaze blitzed the visitors Victoria Eagles 8-3, followed by a 3-2 win to complete a sweep at McLeod Athletic. On July 16th, North Shore swept the host Mid-Island 2-0 and 2-1 at Nanaimo Soroxman. The visitors Victoria Eagles edged the Coquitlam Reds 3-2, followed by a 10-5 drubbing to complete a sweep at Mundy. And the visitors Delta Blue Jays doubled up the UBC Thunder 4-2 at UBC. On July 17th, the host Delta destroyed Coquitlam 17-5 at Mackey. On July 18th, the BC PBL announced that Armand Dar, who plays for the North Shore Twins, committed to the University of Texas Permian Basin Falcons based in Odessa, Texas. Later on the day, Dar and his teammates hosted Coquitlam for the BC Premier Baseball League's regular season finale, where the visiting Reds destroyed the Twins 10-0 at Parkgate and dethroned the 2022 BC PBL champions.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Here are the final standings in this year's British Columbia Premier Baseball League. The UBC Thunder finished first at 34-14, much like the Langley Blaze. The Delta Blue Jays finished third at 31-17. The White Rock Tritons fourth at 21-20. The Mid-Island Pirates fifth, 26-22. The Okanagan Athletics sixth, 25-23. The Coquitlam Reds finished seventh at 22-26, much like the Victoria Eagles. The North Shore Twins 9th, 21-27. The Parksville Royals, 20-28, 10th. Abbotsford Cardinals, 11th, 19-29. The Wally Chiefs, 12th, 17-31. And the Victoria Mariners, last, 13-35. On July 20th, the 2023 BC PBL Premier Provincial Championships kicked off at Parksville's Inoue Wallace Field, hosted by the Parksville Royals, who are seed 8 as the team with the worst record among qualified teams. Parksville upset its seed 4 White Rock Tritons 8-4. Seed 3 Delta Blue Jays shut out seed 6 Okanagan Athletics 6-0. Seed 2 Langley Blaze at seed 7 Coquitlam Reds 3-2. And the top seed UBC Thunder looted seed 5 Mid-Island Pirates 9-4. Four games are also on tap today. Seed 3 Delta downed seed 7 Coquitlam 5-0. Seed 4 White Rock walked off on seed 5 Mid-Island 2-1. There is one game in progress right now with the Okanagan Athletics, seed 6, up 1-0 on the Langley Blaze, seed 2, on the top of first. There's also one more game later tonight at 6:15, where the Parksville Royals, seed 8 and the venue host, play the top seed, Langley Thunder.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of a community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
Welcome back. The sixth act is Jonathan Breeze, Pre-Code Hollywood, with Cry Baby.
Wandering home, wandering high, back to a pet with needler eyes. Wandering home, wandering high, back to a pet with needler eyes. Waiting by your bedside while there are passing by, she needs is the city.
I'd like to discuss the Northwest League at this time. It is a high A league, three levels below Major League Baseball. Three games were on tap for July 15th. The Hillsboro Hops bested the host Everett Aqua Sox in an 8-5 slugfest at Funko. The Vancouver Canadiens thumped the visitors Eugene Emeralds 12-3 in Rogers Field and Nat Bailey. And the Spokane Indians shaded the host Tri-City Dust Devils 3-2 at Gisa Stadium in Pasco, Washington. On July 16th, Vancouver defeated Eugene 5-3, Everett edged Hillsboro 5-4, and Tri-City blanked Spokane 4-0. July 18th saw two venue changes. Vancouver thumped Spokane 11-3 at Avista Stadium in Spokane Valley, Washington. Tri-City shaded the host Everett 4-3 at Funko in an all-Washington matchup. And the visitors Eugene shellacked Hillsboro 13-1 at Ron Tonkin Field in an all-Oregon matchup. On July 19th, Tri-City stunned Everett with 9 runs in the top of the ninth for an 11-10 lead, but were walked off after surrendering 2 runs in the bottom of ninth. As Everett won the 12-11 slugfest, Spokane shaded Vancouver 7-6, and Eugene thumped Hillsboro 13-1. On July 20th, Vancouver defeated Spokane 7-3, Everett edged Tri-City 4-3, and Hillsboro quintupled Eugene 5-1. Three games are on tap today. Tri-City continues in Everett, Eugene renews in Hillsboro, and Vancouver resumes in Spokane County. The first pitch for all three games is at 7:05 p.m.
The SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance, referred to as DNA, is a student-led network of community members who identify as disabled, autistic, neurodivergent, deaf, mad, and or as having a disability, a chronic illness, long-term condition, or a mental illness. At DNA, we work together to create campus change. We address ableism, and we promote disability justice while opposing oppression in all of its forms. We are the SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance. We are DNA. We provide support for students who are having difficulty with their schooling or accessing the services they need. Email access@sfss.ca or drop by the DNA Resource Center, room 1300 in the sub-building. That was access@sfss.ca, room 1300 in the sub-building.
Here are the current standings in the Northwest League. The Vancouver Canadiens, an affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays, who also won the first half, are first at 15-6. The Everett Aqua Sox, an affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, are second at 12-9. The Spokane Indians, an affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, are third at 10-11. The Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate of the San Francisco Giants, are 4th at 9-12, much like the Tri-City Dust Devils, an affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. And the Hillsboro Hops are last at 8-13. The Hillsboro Hops are an affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
The seventh band is Joan Jett and the Blackhearts' Mindsets with Make the Music Go Boom.
I wanted to last longer. Yeah, life is
Now I'd like to shift gears to the Surrey Police transition at this time. It has divided Surrey, the second largest city in BC, in the last 5 years or so. On April 28th, Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, gave the City of Surrey a strong recommendation to continue with the Surrey Police Service, which the BC government authorized in February 2020, followed by the Surrey Police Board 4 months later, which created the Surrey Police Service in August 2020. Farnworth also announced additional funding for the City of Surrey to continue with the SPS, as the BC government determined 734 SPS officers will cost $30 million extra per year. While the City of Surrey can try to keep the RCMP, the BC provincial government set multiple binding conditions, including paying $72 million in severance to end the SPS, get the SPS officers to the Surrey RCMP, and not poach officers from the other BC RCMP detachments, where there are reports of 1,500 vacancies throughout the province. However, the Surrey Mayor, Brenda Locke, who campaigned on keeping the Surrey RCMP and killing the SPS, doubled down on her quest to keep the Surrey RCMP. On June 15th, the Surrey City Council voted on another corporate report on city's policing, which was about 400 pages, and the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke announced the result in a press conference the next morning on June 16th, where Locke's Surrey Connect majority voted in favor to a final tally of 6-3, with one from Mike Bose of the Surrey First, as the Surrey City Council voted to keep the Surrey RCMP as police of jurisdiction. Fast forward to July 19th, Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, rejected the City of Surrey's corporate report, as it failed to show it can prevent a mass exit of the Surrey Police Service officers or to staff up Surrey RCMP without taking other RCMP officers from the rest of BC. The Surrey Police Service, according to the Chief Norm Lipinski, currently has 339 officers, with 200 of them already on the front line, in conjunction with the Surrey RCMP. Meanwhile, the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke did not hold a press conference but released a press release which decried Mike Farnworth's decision to order the Surrey Police Service on the city. It also stated that Locke will meet with her council colleagues and city staff in the coming days to explore the city's options. Thank you for listening to episode 28 of the Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic, on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North.
Yeah, guten Tag. We is partying on CJSF 90.1. Super fantastic fun, yeah. My favorite radio station in Burnaby, yeah. It's true, yeah, yeah. Catch us with internet. CJSF.ca.